May 25, sit in his shadow. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. The Lord has not qualified any one of us to bear the burden of the work alone. He has associated together men of different minds that they may counsel with and assist one another. In this way, the deficiency in the experience and the abilities of one is supplied by the experience and the abilities of another. We should all study carefully the instruction given in Corinthians and Ephesians regarding our relation to one another as members of the body of Christ. In your work, Edison, you must consider the relation that each worker sustains to the other workers connected with the cause of God. You must remember that others, as well as yourself, have a work to do in connection with this cause. You must not bar your mind against counsel. We are connected with the service and cause of God, and we must individually realize that we are parts of a great whole. We must seek wisdom from God, learning what it means to have a waiting, watching spirit, and to go to our Savior when tired and depressed. Trust in God, not in man's judgment alone. You must learn to give up your will and your way and receive light from those whom God has made his helping hand, those by whom he designs that you shall be helped. Go to Christ for relief. Cling to him. Stay long enough to yield up your will to the will of God. Many are in too great a hurry to pray. With hurried steps they pass through the shadow of Christ's loving presence, pausing perhaps for a few moments within the sacred precincts, but not waiting for counsel. They have no time to sit down, no time to remain with the divine teacher. With their burdens, they return to their work. Fix your thoughts upon the Savior. Go apart from the bustle of the world and sit down under Christ's shadow. This you must do if you receive the rich blessings he is waiting to bestow on you. Give your thoughts to high and holy things. Then amidst the din of the daily toil and conflict, your spiritual strength will be renewed. Letter 80, May 25, 1902, to Edson White, engaged in work among the blacks in the southern states.